to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. In this episode, I'm excited to announce that we have decided to plan a Key West sailing vacation. And in this episode, I'll discuss the next steps that we had to take in the booking process. In areas where an official sailing certification may not be required, most bareboat charter companies are going to want to see a captain's resume. And this is basically a detailed list of your experience with similar sized boats that you're trying to charter. In Key West, we booked directly with Florida Yacht Charters, and they not only requested a captain's application, but a first mate application as well. In this episode, I'm going to look at both of those and the types of information that they request before granting you access to their charter boats. Now, Florida Yacht Charters request this information because they say that the Florida Keys are considered to be an advanced sailing destination. So they're looking for experience in a captain and a first mate that will help them decide if it's safe for their charter boats to be rented to you. So they have a list of general qualifications and requirements that they list before they even ask about your specific experience. That includes 30 days or 400 miles as a named captain on an equivalent size and type of vessel, whether or not you have any sort of ASA certifications, RYA, ICC, or anything that's equivalent in the bareboat charter for monohull or catamaran, that you're physically capable of handling the vessel in all situations and conditions. You must have a first mate who also completes a crew resume for approval. These are the things that we had to complete before we were approved for charter. Now, I listed my wife as my first mate because she has the most experience sailing with me, and we have a lot of experience with anchoring and mooring balls and things of that nature. So let's get right into what they look at specifically. As far as experience, they want to know if you've been sailing as a youth or had, you know, sailing lessons as a youth, how many years you've been boating as an adult, whether or not you own a boat, if your experience is with power, sailboats, or both. And then they're looking at kind of where that experience is, lakes, rivers, Great Lakes, intercoastal, inshore, offshore. And then kind of as far as recency, like how many days a year on average do you skipper a boat? What's the average distance in miles you sail per day during a trip? Then they want to know the largest boat that you've chartered, either monohull or catamaran, in recent history. Then they start to get a little more into the experience that you'll need that's specific to the Florida Keys area. So, have you ever cruised in the Florida Keys? In our case, no, but yes in the Bahamas, no in Belize. Have you ever docked a vessel by backing into a slip or side on to a T-head? Have you ever had to maneuver or dock a boat in strong winds, anchored in a current, anchored overnight? And for all of these questions, like they want to know yes or no, and then how many times you've done it to determine, you know, kind of your experience level for each. And the next thing they do is have you rate yourself on each of these kind of metrics on a scale of 1 to 10, of how much experience you feel you have in each of these kind of categories. Piloting and navigation, rules of the road, anchoring, VHF radio, picking up mooring balls. And these are all kind of things that are, when you learn through a certification program like the American Sailing Association or an equivalent program, these are the types of topics that you go through. And then how often you sail determines how proficient you become with each. Familiarity with GPS, docking and maneuvering under power, sail handling and reefing. And then to ask more specifically about certifications and to list those below that kind of self-rated experience. The next segment of the application talks about your bare boat charter experience and specifically where, when, and on what type of vessel you've chartered most recently. And so here they ask you to detail the five previous charter experiences that you've had. And then as part of the captain's application, it does ask you to put in some information about your qualified first mate, but there's also a separate application that the first mate has to complete as well, and we'll look at that shortly. In the Florida Keys, certain areas require a sea tow membership. For instance, if you're sailing out to the Dry Tortugas, ours being a shorter 5-day trip, really 4 days kind of on the water, we won't be making our way out to the Dry Tortugas. Our itinerary is actually going to take us to the east. And so that kind of, that part of the application did not apply to us. And then lastly, they want to look at kind of background as far as liability. Have you ever been involved in marine insurance claims in the past 5 years, anything like that? Had your driver's license suspended due to DUI or influence of drugs and alcohol, things of that nature to limit their liability. And then there's a spot for a reference there as well. I put the owner and operator of my first sailing school there. So if they had any questions regarding my ability or experience, they could contact them, and they could be used as a reference. And then you end up by signing off saying the experience that I've detailed is accurate and true. That's what you submit as far as a captain's application and or resume to be considered for a bare boat charter with Florida Yacht Charters. Real quickly, I do want to look at the first mate sailing application. It's very, very similar to the captain's application, with just a few minor differences that are specific to being a first mate. So again, at the top, we have the demographic information, types of boats that you've been a first mate on, same information as far as docking, anchoring, mooring, sailing out of land, sight of land, things of that nature. As you may know, I'm working on a sailing planning and log tool that kind of allows you to plan your sailing trips and log all of the data on those trips so that you can refer to them later. If you're interested in joining that wait list for that product, I'll link it in the description below. But because of this specific application, I've added data fields to that product that allow us to track things like how many mooring balls we've picked up during the day, how many times we've anchored during the day, anchored overnight, just so that trip by trip I can track all that information and then have a cumulative total that I can plug into one of these resumes at any time if needed. Just a couple of things that are different here from the captain's application. Are you able to lower the sails without the captain's assistance? Are you able to manage setting or retrieving an anchor without the captain's assistance? These types of questions are just kind of to determine if the first mate, if the captain were to become incapacitated or could not perform these duties, could the first mate perform these essential duties without the captain? Once again, asks if there are any certifications in your previous charter experience, just like the captain's application, and then a reference and then a signature page as well. So that's kind of a look at the captain's and first mate application for Florida Yacht Charters, the bare boat charter company that we're planning to use when we go sailing in Key West in just a few weeks. So stay tuned to future episodes of the podcast, and don't forget to check out the podcast video edition on YouTube or subscribe to see other videos on my YouTube channel as well. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, anchors away.